The Giraffe and the Pelly and Me by Roald Dahl. It wasn't long before we came to the gates of Hampshire House, and as the giraffe moved slowly up the great wide driveway, we all began to feel just a little bit nervous.
"What's he like, this Duke?"
the giraffe asked me. "I don't know," I said, "but he's very, very famous and very rich. People say he has 25 gardeners just to look after his flower beds." Soon the huge house itself came into view, and what a house it was. It was like a palace. It was bigger than a palace.
"Just look at those windows," cried the monkey. "They'll keep us going forever."
Then suddenly, we heard a man's voice a short distance away to the right.
"I want those big black ones at the top of the tree," the man was shouting. "Get me those great big black ones."
We peered round the bushes and saw an oldish man with an immense white moustache standing under a tall cherry tree and pointing his walking stick in the air. There was a ladder against the tree, and another man, who was probably a gardener, was up the ladder.
"Get me those great, big, black, juicy ones, right at the very top,"
the old man was shouting.
"I can't reach them, your grace,"
the gardener called back.
"Ladder is not long enough."
"Damnation,"
shouted the Duke.
"I was so looking forward to eating those big ones."